Welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We had a dumb debate this morning. It was mayonnaise versus Miracle Whip. Mayonnaise, hands down winner. There's people who hate Miracle Whip. What about you?
Good morning, man.
Well, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm fixing to head out to work.
Hey, question for you. Mayonnaise or Miracle Whip?
I'd kind of rather vote neither.
Well, that's tough.
A few years ago, I was married to a woman. Everything she ate, even beans or fried potatoes, she would put mayonnaise on it.
Oh, my Lord. Now, that's a little overboard.
Yeah.
That ain't the worst of it.
Uh-huh.
She'd even put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
Mayonnaise on a hot dog?
That's un-American.
Yeah. Did you know this before you married her?
Uh-uh.
Oh,
that's
man.
A deal breaker.
How soon did you get rid of her after that mayonnaise on a hot dog incident?
I'd been a little over a year ago.
Oh, well, all right. Well, at least you got rid of her.
At least she's gone.
Yeah. Did you report her to anybody?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
But anyway, you men have a blessed day.
you too, man.
I see you. Bye. Jason.
Yeah.
The JFG salad dressing is just like the Miracle Whip, but it's made by JFG.
Yeah.
Would it classify in your Miracle Whip fight?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh. Then I am definitely a Miracle Whip man.
I wouldn't eat
mayonnaise if it was on
right.
the side plane.
Sir, you're a true American and a patriot. Thank you for calling.
True American, bologna cheese, and Miracle Whip.
That's right.
All right. See you, boys.
For Valentine's Day, there is such thing as a Colonel Sanders bearskin rug.
Hey.
Imagine a white bearskin rug. Everybody imagining the white bearskin rug.
Yeah.
Now imagine the rug has, instead of a bear head, the head and hands of Colonel Sanders. It's the newest Kentucky Fried Chicken promotion.
Colonel's head on a
bearskin rug. You can win one of these Colonel Sanders bearskin rugs as part of a Valentine's Day contest.
Hey, honey, let's you and me and the Colonel all snuggle up by the fire over here.
I was thinking tonight we could Netflix and Colonel cuddle.
Yeah. You know.
Audi's new car is called the e-tron, but that means something else in French.
Totally different.
So they may have to change the name. Mm-hmm. I guess you saw the commercial during the Super Bowl for the new Audi, which looks awesome. It's their electric car. It's going to compete with Tesla. And it looks so awesome. I want one. But
some of these newer cars, they're insane.
Yeah.
And like the technology that's going into them.
They're naming them the e-tron. But they may have to rethink that because e-tron in French means excrement. So you would be driving the all-new Audi crapmobile if you were in France.
E-tron. So if somebody's got a sore stomach, they may have got to go e-tron.
I got that e-tron going on.
That's the car name.
Uh-huh. Let's see here.
You know,
GM had trouble selling cars, the Nova in the 70s, because that meant does not go in Spanish. Nova.
What?
I didn't know that. That's
Mustang,
pretty funny.
Mustang means one who roams.
Does it?
Yes.
What does...
And, Camaro means one with tank tops and tattoos.
Be sure to get your Valentine's Day card, guys, but just don't get the wrong ones, okay?
Okay.
And now, rejected Valentine's cards from Tony.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Look on my finger at what my nose made you.
Stay tuned for more Rejected Valentines from Tony.
The New York Post says that people are giving their significant others Fs for Valentine's Day. Just no good at it. So maybe what you need is the Valentine Training Center.
There you go.
Attention, men! When it's time to gain the skills you need to become a successful Valentine, there's only one place to go: the Valentine Training Center. At the Valentine Training Center, our classes are designed to provide you with a quality Valentine education.
I will buy her chocolate because she in no way has her mother's butt.
And at the Valentine Training Center, you'll find dedicated instructors who will help you to avoid common Valentine mistakes.
Get dressed for dinner, honey. The drive-thru closes at 10.
Let our real-world experience guide you with hands-on training.
Of course it's a real diamond. Why would a guy in a van at a gas station lie?
The Valentine Training Center. Enroll today.
This lingerie should fit. They had it on a pretty fat mannequin.
Officer Smith Wesson came by the station today and was doing a little cracking down.
Hello! This is Captain Corporal Lieutenant Gunnery Master Sergeant and Balloon Animal Artist Smith Wesson with this reminder. We're cracking down on manhole cover frisbee. I'm not sure which CrossFit club started this, but you can bet I'm the one stopping it.
I belong to Salvage Yard CrossFit. We're intense with a lot of intensity. Someone said, let's play manhole cover frisbee. I tried to catch it. It broke my jaw and now I have diabetes.
Playing frisbee with a manhole cover is not only ignorant, it also means there's a giant manhole in the road somewhere without a manhole cover on top of it.
Yeah, we didn't think of that, but all I can really remember is someone saying, hey, catch this manhole cover. And then it went black.
I'm sure the damage had been done before then, sir. Manhole cover frisbee injuries are on the rise. And I want the citizens of this community to know I'm here and I'm cracking down.
Brought to you by Citizens Coalition United Against Manhole Cover Frisbee Association and Federation LLC member FDIC Void Ripper Hip.
Tony had a brand new word of the day today.
Here it is.
And now to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's word of the day.
Alabamatine's Day. Alabamatine's Day is the day of the year that it's cool to give cards to your hot cousins. Alabamatine's Day.
That's Tony's word of the day.
The best country lyric never written. And this one's all about love.
Aww.
Love, love, love.
Love, love.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
I'm loving the way you love the way I love. You're loving the way I love you. I hope you love the loving way I love to love you too.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And, of course, we'll leave you with today's Real Good. This is like Lassie-level stuff right here for a dog.
Made for a movie stuff right here.
Yeah. A guy named Tim Kerfman was taking out his trash Monday in Alexandria, Minnesota. And you know how cold it was here and all that. Well,
up
that,
there was
they had like 80 minus inches of snow and some. It was crazy, like negative 40 degrees. So his 4-year-old black lab named Midnight was with him. This was just before the polar vortex hit, but we're talking about Minnesota, so it was still one below.
Cold, cold.
So Tim noticed Midnight was acting weird. His ears were perked up, and she usually doesn't do that, apparently. So even though it was freezing, he decided to follow her. And she led him straight to his 87-year-old neighbor, Noreen, who had fallen in the snow and couldn't get up.
Oh, let him know something was wrong.
Tim got her inside, and his wife put her in warm clothes. It turned out she'd been out there for over 30 minutes.
Oh.
At negative 1 degree. She wouldn't have made it too much longer. But she must have been bundled up pretty good. She didn't end up with any frostbite or any serious injuries or anything like that. She says they definitely saved her life, though, and Tim told the local news he rewarded Midnight with an excessive number of treats.
Oh, how cool, though. Dude was like, something's wrong with the dog. It's acting weird.
Right, let's go follow and see what's going on.
Something's wrong.
So to Midnight, especially, and to Tim Kerfman, y'all are
real good.
Well, that's it for the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed it. It's been a great time for me. I mean, what about you, Tony?
Did
you like it, too?
I liked it.
All right. Well, Tony likes it, and I like it, and hopefully you like it.
Lots of like.
Lots of like. This has been In Case You Missed It.